请我们翻到约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
第十六章。
Chapter 16.
第三十二节。
Verse 32.
看那时候将到，且是已经到了，你们要分散，各归自己的地方去，留下我独自一人。
Behold, an hour is coming and has already come for you to be scattered.
其实我不是独自一人，因为有父与我同在。
Each to his own home and to leave me alone, and yet I am not alone because the Father is with me.
我们知道这是圣经里面一个很重要的预言。
We know that this is a very important prophecy in the Bible.
在我们的主还没有钉十字架以前
，Before our Lord was crucified,
他就预告说，跟随他多年的门徒要分散。
He already prophesied that the disciples that follow him will be scattered.
他们各归自己的地方去。
They will all go back to their own hometown.
他们有家可以回去。
They have a home to return.
结果呢，就留下主。独自一人
and the Lord will be left alone.
我们知道果然在我们的主被捉拿的时候这个预言就应验了
We know that truly indeed when our Lord was being captured this prophecy has been fulfilled.
但是当主说这个预言的时候
But when the Lord was prophesying this one
其实他不是只不光只着第一个世纪的跟随他的门徒
He was not only prophesying for the ones who follow him at the first century.
他也特别说到后来我们这些人因着使徒的教训相信了主耶稣的教会说的
He also speak to his church to those people who are like us who follow the teaching of the apostles
所以主就为门徒祷告
Therefore the Lord pray for his disciples
使他们合而为一
That they will be in one accord
但主也为教会祷告
But the Lord also pray for his church
使他们都合而为一
That they will be in one
所以根据第十七章我们主的祷告
So according to our Lord's prayer the chapter 17
我们就知道这个分散一面是指着第一个世的一面是指着第一个世纪跟随主的门徒分散说的
So we know that on one side this is according to the first century separation
但是更重要的
But the most important thing is
是指着有一天教会要四分五裂
That is one day the church will be scattered around
在哥林多的时候有四个有人想把哥林多教会变成四个。
At one time, people wanted to separate the church in Corinth into four parts.
但是今天你看的教会一共有三万八千个宗派。
But now you can see that there are 30,400 denominations in the church.
那弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，今天教会四分五裂。
So brothers and sisters, you see that there is a scattering around in the church.
完全在神在主的预料当中。
It's according to the Lord's expectation.
所以这一次我们愿意用这周末的四次的时间。
So this time, according to our four gatherings in the weekend.
我们特别注意到主所说的这个预言。
We just pay attention to the prophecy that the Lord had prophesied here.
那知道我们的主说这个预言，他是引一段的圣经。
So you know that when the Lord was prophesying, he was quoting one part of the Bible.
牧人被击打，羊就分散。
When the shepherd has been hit, the sheep will be scattered.
那这一节圣经是根据，撒加利亚、该撒利亚、撒加利亚书的。
So this book is this prophecy is according to the book of Zechariah.
撒加利亚书里面有这么一句话。
In the book of Zechariah, there's a verse
有这么个预言
about this, and it's about this prophecy.
只要牧人一被击打，羊就分散了。
If the shepherd has been hit and the sheep will be scattered.
对于犹太人来说，耶和华是我的牧者。
To the Jewish people, Jehovah is their shepherd.
但他们忘记了。
But they forgot.
这位大牧人就是好牧人。
This great shepherd is their good shepherd.
就是为我们钉十字架的主耶稣。
That is the one that has crucified for him, that is Jesus.
也就是将来要回来的荣耀的主。
That is also the glorious king that will be returned.
所以以色列人不只有二十三篇，也有诗篇二十二篇，也有诗篇二十四篇。
So the Jewish people not only had the Psalm 23, but also 22 and 24.
如果你真是认识我们的主是好牧人
，If you really know that our Lord is a good shepherd,
是大牧人
，He is a great shepherd,
也是首席的牧人，回来是 Chief Shepherd.
He is also the Chief Shepherd.
如果这样的话
，If it's that,
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你怎么可能说钉他十字架，钉他十字架
？How can you say crucify him, crucify him?
结果当时的犹太人
，So at that time the Jewish people,
他们弃绝我们的主。
They forsaken our Lord.
他们说除掉他，除掉他。
They said, "Crucify him, crucify him."
愿流这人的血归在我们和我们子孙的身上。
And the blood that's shed on him, shed on our children.
那因着这个缘故。
And because of that.
根据撒迦利亚说的预言。
According to the prophecy of Zechariah.
这些羊就分散了。
These sheep had been scattered.
他们到底分得有多散呢
？How far they've been scattered around?
那你读到申命记就很清楚。
If you read the book of Deuteronomy, then you'll understand.
他们一定被散到每一个，就一并被散到。地的极处
They have been scattered around to the end of the world.
而且在生命记里面用了一句话，如果用英文讲 ，the edge of heaven， 就是他们一定要被散分散到天涯海角。
And there's a verse in the book of Deuteronomy. It says the edge of the heaven. That means the end of the world.
所以这就解释了两千年来以色列的历史。
So that explains the Jewish history in the past 2,000 years.
你看见以色列的悲欢离合。
You see their joyful gathering and their sad.
因为我们的主是引同样的一段圣经。
Because the Lord was quoting the same part of the verse.
不过我们的主是用在教会身上。
But he applied that to the church.
可是撒迦利亚书是特别用在以色列身上。
But the book of Zechariah applied that to the Jewish people.
这就给我们看见以色列历史和教会历史是平行的。
So we see that there's a parallel between the Jewish history and the church history.
以色列人所学的功课就是教会所要学的功课。
The lesson that the Jewish people had to learn is the same lesson that the church
has to learn. 那么自从以色列人他们分散以后
But ever since the Jewish has been scattered,
他们的历史是个什么样的历史呢
What kind of history did they have?
当然这是两千年的历史。
Of course, that's a past 2,000 years history.
可是最近
But recently,
那特别借助科学家们他们所找到的一些资料
Especially to the information that's discovered by the scientists.
给我们一个很好的机会
That gave us a good opportunity.
一面是科学的发现。
On one side is a scientific discovery.
另一面，我们找到圣经的解释。
On the other side, we see the explanation from the Bible.
那就是以赛亚书第四十九章。
That is the book of Isaiah, chapter 49.
原来我们是知道最近一连串大家注意到的现象。
And then you'll pay attention to what's happened recently.
就是因为今年跟明年。
It's because this year and next year.
这是两个特别的年。
These are two special years.
当犹太人他们过逾越节跟祝棚节的时候。
When the Jewish people are celebrating Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles,
是他们满月的时候。
It's the time when they have full moon.
中国人过一个中秋节，犹太人过两个中秋节。
Chinese people celebrate one moon festival, but Jewish people celebrate two moon festivals.
等到他们逾越节的时候，全家团聚在一起。
When there's Passover, the whole family get together.
他们述说逾越节的故事。
They will tell the story of the Passover.
那么在那一年最满月的最满最满，应该祝棚节的那个晚上。
When the moon is the fullest, that's supposed to be the evening of the Feast of Tabernacles.
然后全家又聚在一起。
The whole family get together again.
他们就述说当年他们怎么样经过大而可畏的旷野。
They will retell the story of how they passed through the great and terrible wilderness.
所以每年两次犹太人过节的时候，月亮都是满月。
So two times a year when Jewish people get together, there were full moon.
但是今年不一样。
But this year, it's not the same.
今年如果你过这两个节的时候
，This year when you celebrate these two feasts,
不错，月亮是圆的。
Of course, the moon are full.
但是没有多久，有一段时间
，But there was short moment.
你会看见整个的月亮。像血红一样
You will see the moon turn into the color of blood.
当然有原因的
There is a reason.
因为证明那个时候刚好地球是在太阳跟月亮的中间
Because at the time the earth is in between the sun and the moon.
那地球就把巨大的投影黑影就投在哪里就投在月亮上
And the earth has cast a huge shadow on the moon.
你应该看见是一片漆黑才对
You're supposed to see all darkness.
但是神有刻意的让我们看得清楚什么叫月食
But the Lord deliberately wanted to us to see this kind of
那因着空气的缘故
And because the atmosphere
那这里面有一些物理的原因
There are some physics reasons.
那最后呢你看见等到真正这个地球把投影完全投在月亮上的时候
When you see that the earth has cast a full shadow on the moon
你看见满月变红下雪
You see that kind of full moon turn into the color of blood
那么一读到这里你当然就想到第六号第六印圣经里面启示录告诉我们说
When you see that you think of this book of Revelation the sixth seal
在主回来以前
Before the Lord's return,
有一些预兆。
There's some signs.
那特别讲到满月变红像血。
Especially it says that the moon will turn red like
blood. 但这个不是指着天天我们常常经过的月食来说的。
It's not according to what we see ordinarily.
它一定有一些不平凡的地方。
There's something very unusual.
就好像几个博士他们看一个明亮的星。
Just like the wise men, they saw the bright star.
那弟兄们，为什么那个星特别明亮呢
？Why that star is so bright?
因为在主耶稣降生以前。
Because when the Lord was born.
你在天文学里面能够找到一些资料，那个时候刚好在太阳系有三颗星是刚好在一条直线上。
You can trace back through astronomy, and you can see that there were three stars that line along to the same line.
不是天天三颗星在一条直线上。
And that doesn't happen every day.
所以我们就知道有星要出雅各。
Therefore, we know that there's a star that was coming from Jacob.
有杖要出以色列。
And that there's a staff that's coming out from Israel.
杖就代表有王要出生。
That staff that shows there's a king that's going to come.
所以几个博士很有把握说，当你看见那个星的时候，那犹太那王就要降生。
So the full wise men, they were assured that when you see that star, the king will be born.
他们不只相信理论。
Not only that they believe the explanation,
他们也敢做实验。
And they dare to do the experiment.
他们就要做这个实验，不是把钱丢到水里面，不是。
They did the experiment. It's not like casting money in the water.
他们敢带着黄金、乳香和没药。
They dare to bring the gold and myrrh and frankincense.
他们走了几乎一千一年的道路。
They travel one whole year.
如果不是那个信念紧紧抓住他们的话
，If it's not that faith that grasps them.
今天很多科学家都不敢做这样的事。
Today many scientists would not dare to do this kind of experiment.
因为他们很有把握。
But because they were so assured.
果然，他们到了这个伯利恒，又看见那个星又出现了。
Truly indeed, they arrived Bethlehem and they saw that star again.
他们果然遇见了犹太人的王。
And they truly indeed met the King of Jews.
他们献上了黄金。乳香跟没有
They presented their gold, myrrh, and frankincense.
所以主第一次来以前
So before the Lord's first return,
你看天象有预兆
You see that there's a sign in the heavenlies.
这不是平常的现象
It's not something ordinary.
所以现在有很多人也问说
So now many people will ask,
会不会在主回来以前
Would that it before be the Lord's second return?
那么在这里也有一些不寻常的现象
You see something unusual again.
所以如果今天大家能够到网上去
So if today you go on internet,
你就看见这两千年来关于月食，那么美国太空署给你许多密密麻麻的资料。
You see the information that's given by NASA of the past 2,000 years and all the lunar eclipse.
你怎么在这么多资料里面去找到一些不寻常的现象
？But according to those information, how can you find something that's very unusual?
现在大家很清楚。
So now you're clear.
今年跟明年
，this year and next year，
连着两年。
Continuously for 2 years.
就在逾越节跟祝棚节的时候
At the feast of Passover and Tabernacles.
你看见他们不只是看到满月
Not only they will see full moon.
而且满月变红像血
But these kind of full moon had the color of the blood.
所以连着两年四轮的明月
So continuous,
满月变红像血
Continuously two years there'll be tetra blood moons.
这个严格说来不是太稀奇
So strictly speaking, that's very amazing.
但是稀奇是刚好是在犹太人的节日
But the most amazing thing is that it falls on the feast of the Jewish holidays.
所以这一定跟犹太人发生关系
So there must be something that has to do with the Jewish people.
所以怎么这件事情会发生呢
How could this be happening?
而且不光这样
Not only that.
当我们读到那个启示录的时候
When you read the book of Revelation.
讲到满月变红像血
When it mentioned about the moon turned red like blood.
他们说太阳变黑像毛布一样
It also says that the sun will turn dark like a sackcloth.
那指着日食跟这些月食一定并在一起的
That means the solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse happened at the same time.
所以连着两年
So continuously for 2 years, this year and next year.
你看明年在以色列新年的时候还有一个全日食。
You see that next year before the Jewish New Year, you see a full solar eclipse.
所以现在我们要问。
Now we have to ask.
是不是这两年有许多事情要发生
？Is that something's going to happen within these 2 years?
但是要记得弟兄姊妹。
But just remember, brothers and sisters.
很多基督徒就是希望做先知。
So many Christians want to be prophets.
搞不好的话就变成假先知了。
Very likely there will be false prophets.
你看基督就是喜欢这些东西。
You see the Jewish Christians like.
他就是好奇。
Pay attention to this kind of
things. 他要知道说是不是明年主就回来了。
They are very curious. They wanted to know if the Lord will be returned next year.
问主回来你预备好没有？
But the thing is that are you ready for that?
看你那个样子，你只是好奇而已。
You can just tell that you're very curious.
你如果真的知道主很快就回来。
If you really know that the Lord will return soon.
你的讲话就不一样。
You will not speak the same way.
你聚会的态度就不一样。
You will not meet the same way.
你祷告就不一样。
And you will not pray the same
way.完全不一样。
You will totally be changed.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers,
今天如果我们光好奇的话
If today we are just being curious,
我老早说过预言的
I have already prophesied.
我说今年跟明年你看一定很多基督就围绕这个话题上
You can say that, oh, this year and next year, many Christians will talk about this kind
of topic. 任何的风吹草动一定跟这个连在一起。
Any kind of things that happen, they will link that with this.
那 Obama 做了什么事情
What did Obama do?
那么这个一定跟这个连在一起。
It has to do with this.
所以弟兄姊妹如果你把整个的精神消耗在这上面的话
So if you pay attention on all these
你看见吗你完全走错路了
You see that you're going on the wrong path
所以让我们要记得一件事
So let's just remember
圣灵如果真的要借着来提醒我们的话
If the Holy Spirit will remind us from this
现在我们要问
Now we have to ask
这是唯一的一次
Is this the only time?
如果唯一的一次我没有话讲
If this is the only time that I have nothing
to say 因为什么人都可以怎么讲都可以
anybody can say anything
但是不是
But it's not
圣灵给我们注意到的一件事就是
What we pay attention is,
从我们的主降生到现在
Since the Lord's birth until now,
一共有八次这样的现象
There were eight times this kind of signs
所以换一句话说
In other words,
有八次是连着两年有四轮的满月变红小雪
There were eight times within two years there were tetra blood moons
所以第一
so the first
我们要问什么时候发生
We have to ask when did that happen
等到发生是不是也是发生在逾越节跟祝棚节
When it happened, did it happen also at Passover and Feast of Tabernacles?
如果是的话
If it is,
今年明年我们看不清楚
We may not tell clearly this year and next year
但是过去我们看得清楚
But from the past, we can tell
我们要问说在过去所发生的七次里面
We can ask that in the past seven tetras
到底那两年世界有什么大事发生
In those tetras, what happened in the history?
以色列又有什么大事发生
Now, what happened to the, Jewish nation?
我再说这是大事发生说的
I have to mention again it's something that's significant
我们不是执着在耶路撒冷的马路上忽然间有一个人被恐怖分子撞死了
It's not related to somebody that has been bombed by the terrorists on the road of Jerusalem
这件事情这些事情一定是影响世界一定是影响整个世界。
It must be something that could influence the whole world.
一定是有历史性的。
It has something that can be recorded by
history. 所以现在我们要问。
So now we have to ask.
是不是过去是如此
？Is it happened the same way in the history?
那么很可惜，基督徒总是匆匆忙忙的下断案。
Christians quickly give decision.
很快就写书了。
And quickly write a book.
你也很快就看书了。
And quickly read the book.
那写看书的人也不去有任何的分辨。
And the people who read those books do not give any kind of analytical explanation.
所以这个时候你就看见很多人他的注意一直是注意在过去三次。
So many people pay attention on the past three tetras.
所以有人问他们。
So many people ask them.
难道过去只有这三次吗
？Is it just happened in the past three?
那不错，这三次你可以给我们看到跟以色列历史有关系。
Truly, indeed, from the past three tetras, you can see something from the Jewish.
那请你告诉我们。
But please tell me.
过去最早最早的四次。
The earliest four tetras.
跟以色列有什么关系
What does that have to do with the Jewish people?
如果你能从头到尾证明它是完全一致的
If from the beginning to the end it's all one accord
那是有道理的
There must be some reason
那个背后一定有设计的
There must be some design behind
而且你还需要回到神的话来解释它才可以
And you have to go back to the word of God to give explanations
你看见吗几个博士是看见了异象看见了天象
You see those wise men they see the sign of
heaven 看见他的心
They saw the star from him
可是只有民数记可以解释它
But only the book of numbers can explain that
所以现在我们要问
So we have to ask
如果真的有这八个事件
If these eight incidents truly happened
那神的话有没有可能给我们一点的暗示
Could the Lord's word give us some hint?
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
如果我们特别要注意这一连串所发生的事
If you wanted to pay attention to all these that had happened
所以首先我们弄清楚了
First, you have to find out.
到底这八次是怎么一回事呢
？How did these eight incidents happen?
那么感谢主，我们有礼拜五和昨天两堂。
We spend Friday and yesterday to talk about this.
我们就证明给弟兄姊妹看。
We have proven to brothers and sisters.
总共一共是八次。
Totally, there were eight incidents.
那今年已经过了一半，这两年已经过了一半。
So this year has already passed the half of these two years.
所以我们可以说七个半的事件已经通通是历史了。
So we can say that seven and a half incidents has already become history.
很清楚的。
It's clear.
像今年
like this year,
我们知道克里米亚回到了俄罗斯的怀抱。
We know that Crimea has returned to Russia.
这是世界大事。
That is a world incident.
因为现在开始第二次冷战了。
Because there's going to be another Cold War.
你看见旧的秩序已经回来了。
You see the old world order has returned.
所以弟兄们明白吗
？So do you understand?
这已经只是历史了。
This became a history.
但是因为这两年还没有讲，还没有完。
But because these 2 years has not passed
yet. 所以我们还不知道到底神要对我们说什么。
And we do not know clearly what the Lord wanted to show us.
加沙走廊的战争已经打完了。
You see that the war at Gaza has already finished.
是五十天的战，几乎五十天的战争。
They fought 50 days.
对以色列人当然是大事。
For Israel people, it's really a great incident.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这只是两年中间一半，还一半我们不知道。
This is only half of the 2 years, but we did not know what happened the other half.
但前面七次我们知道。
But we know what happened at the previous 7 times.
所以首先我们要问。
So now we have to ask.
如果这七次都是满月变红像雪的话。
If all 7 times we have the blood moon.
我们要问在犹太人历史里面到底发生了什么。
We have to ask what happened to the Jewish history.
结果我们最后的结论是
So our conclusion is
如果回过头去看这七次半的话
If you look back the 7.5 times
我们会发现一件事
You'll find out one thing
那个所给我们看见的好像是个大纲是个 outline
So what we have seen is mostly like an outline
我们如果要明白犹太人的漂流史
If you want to see how the Jews has been scattered
2000年很长很长的历史
It's been 2000 years, it was a long history
但是圣灵仿佛是用这八次来给我们做一个很简单的巡礼意思让我们很快的看看到底以色列人是怎么悲欢离合的
So the Holy Spirit gave us these 8 tetras to show us an overview of the Jewish scattering history
那因为我们的主所引的是同样的圣经
Because our Lord is quoted the same Bible
所以以色列的悲欢离合就是教会的悲欢离合
So the gathering and the separation of the Jews are the same with the church
所以对我们来讲更有兴趣的是教会的光景
So for us the most interesting is the situation of the church
明白吗弟兄姊妹
So do you understand
我们要问说这一次这一系列所发生的事
You just see all these incidents that happen continuously
到底谁要对教会说什么
What the Lord wanted to talk to the church
如果主真的回来的话
If the Lord really returned
教会准备好了吗
Is the church ready for that
今天我们能够说我们很主来能够把我们提走吗
Can we see that if the Lord returned we can be raptured
所以明白圣经预言是一件事
So on one side we have to understand the Bible prophecy
准备好了是完全另外一件事
But to be prepared is another thing
所以我知道
So we know
今天人很好奇
People are curious
如果你光讲这七次半或者是八次的满月变红像雪
If you talk about these 7.5 or 8 times of tetra blood
大家一定很兴奋
Everybody will be excited
但是问题你兴奋很快就过去
But these will pass quickly
我们要问说
We have to ask
是不是圣灵在这里提醒我们
Did the Holy Spirit remind us here?
让我们知道今天借助以色列的光景
So we can understand through the situation of Israel
以色列人怎样枯骨四散
How they have been scattered like dead bones
你看见神的教会也是枯骨四散
You see that the church of God is also scattered like
dead
bones
所以昨天下午还有前天晚上
So Friday evening and yesterday afternoon
我们大概把这个八次很快的看了
We briefly talk about these 8 incidents.
然后呢，我们从那里面就找到一些属灵的教训。
So from there, we find out some spiritual lessons.
但是我因为知道说有很多人这个周末没有来。
But I know that so many people did not come this weekend.
因为一定有很多的原因。
There must be many reasons.
当然，会后你们可以借着录音或怎么样，就把那个功该有的能不能补上。
But after this, maybe you can use the recording from the
但是我觉得今天早晨我在讲以前，我还是要做一个很快很快的复习。
But before I start this morning, I just want to give you a quick review.
给我们看见说这八次所给我们看见的乃是一个以色列的悲欢离合史。
And you have to find out that in these eight blood moons, that eight tetra blood moons, that you can
see
the Jewish history
separation.
And it's two cycles in these eight tetras.
而这两个循环就隔了几百年。
And between the two cycles, there were several hundred years apart.
所以第一个循环是四次满月变火象
学。First cycle has four tetra blood moons.
第二次也是满月变火象学。
The second cycle has also another four tetra blood moons.
大家注意了。
But just pay attention.
就在第二个循环里面。
During the second cycle.
分成两堆。
There were two groups.
一堆呢就是1493年。
One group is 1493.
那就是那一年。
It's that year.
发生完了满月变红象学以后。
After the tetra blood moon.
然后要隔好几百年。
And there were several hundred years.
五百年以上。
It's more than 500 years.
那终于到了1949年。
Until 1949.
然后到了1967年。
1967.
然后到了2014年。
And then 2014.
你发现这三次是密集的，根本挤在一堆的。
You see that all these three are grouped together.
而这一堆呢，不超过65年。
And these cluster of grouping is no longer than 65 years.
所以明白吗？你如果看第二个循环的话，
If you look at the second cycle,
是1493年一次。
It happened 1493.
然后几百年以后
，several hundred years later，
六十五年挤在一堆的。
And then in 65 years, they were a group of tetras.
那这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
第二个循环是如此。
And the second cycle is like that.
第一个循环也是如此。
And the first cycle was like that too.
162年一次。
At 162 AD, it happened.
然后接了几百年以后，就是795年了。
And then it was 795 AD.
下一次是842年。
And after that is 842.
再下一次是860年。
And then 860 AD.
你看，这三个又挤在一堆。
You see that all these three tetras grouped together.
而且刚好是六十五年。
And also 65 years.
这是会碰巧的吗
？Is that a coincidence?
不可能的，弟兄姊妹。两堆。
Two groups.
一堆是单独的事件。
One group is a single event.
一堆是六十五年，包括三个事件。
Another 65 years has three events.
到了第二个循环又是如此。
And in the second cycle, it happened the same.
所以你看见说，很明显的，神是在历史中行走。
So you see that clearly the Lord is walking in history.
你明白吗？你不要去猜想说今年、明年什么事发生。
Do not guess what's going to happen this year and next year.
你不要浪费那个时间。
Do not waste your time.
你要回过头来看。
You have to look back.
到底在这八次里面
，within these eight tetras，
圣灵怎么借着天象来对我们说话
？How did the Holy Spirit talk to us through the heavenly vision？
那这一点我想是非常非常重要。
I think this is very important.
那么如果这样的话，我们要问，我们能不能从神的话里面大概给我们看以色列人是怎么漂流的
？So from here we can tell that did the world use this word to tell us how the Israel being scattered？
所以我们昨天特别提到是以赛亚书四十九章。
So yesterday we especially mentioned Isaiah book of chapter 49。
以赛亚四十九章就给了我们一把钥匙，就很清楚的就把整个以色列人怎样悲欢离合，你看很清楚的给我们一幅图画。
Isaiah chapter 49 gave us a clear picture of how the Israel has been scattered.
明白吗？很清楚。
You understand? It's very clear.
第一堆，第二堆。
The first group, the second group.
第三堆。
Third group.
跟第四堆。
And the fourth group.
第二堆是六十五年。
The second group has
第四堆又是六十五年。
And the fourth group has 65 years.
那现在我们要问。
Now we have to ask.
今天如果我们要看以色列人到底怎么被漂流到天涯海角。
If you want to find out how the Israel people have been scattered around the world.
很稀奇。
It's amazing.
这个第一堆
the first group
告诉他们分散了
tells us that they have
分散到哪里去呢
Where did they go?
到了第二堆
Until the second group
你看见他们是被分散到北方的极处
You see that they've been scattered to the north part The uttermost of the north
明白吗昨天我们花了点时间给弟兄姊妹看
Do you understand? We explained
yesterday 那个地方是我们不大熟悉的
Those places we are not familiar with
然后到了1493年的是第三堆
Until 1493, that is another group.
那这个时候，根据以赛亚书第四十九章，他们是漂流到西方的极处。
So according to Isaiah chapter 49, you see that they've been scattered to the west part of.
他们到了西班牙，就以为到了顶点了。
They went to Spain and they thought that they went to the end of the world.
他们看见天涯海角了。
They went to the end of the world.
你只要站在直播罗的那个磐石上面，你就可以看到天。界限看到天涯了。
If you go to Gibraltar, you stand on that rock, you'll see that the edge of the heaven.
请大家记得。
Just remember.
到了那个时候。
At that time.
犹太人要说：“现在我们已经到了顶了。”
The Jewish people could say, "Oh, now we already reached the part of
the world." 所以他们最少是花了300年的时间，就为西班牙就建造了一个人间天堂。
So at least 300 years they spend there in Spain and build a heaven there.
那是西班牙最荣耀的300年。
That was the most glorious 300 years of Spain.
每一个西班牙人在马路上走都很骄傲，因为我是西班牙人。
Every Spanish people walk on the street, they will be proud because I'm Spanish.
但是更骄傲的。
But the most proudly thing.
那是我是犹太人。
Is that I'm a Jew.
所以明白吗？
So do you understand?
到了第三堆的时候，
Until it's come to
你看见果然他们漂流到西方的基础。
You see that they be scattered to the end of the west part.
第三堆。
The third cluster
也是65年，第四堆，第65年。
The fourth cluster is also 65 years.
你看见他们被落到，被漂流到哪里？被漂流到东方的基础。
You see that they be scattered to the end part of the east.
所以1948年。
So until 1948.
当以色列复国的时候。
When the nation of Israel had returned.
他们就派政府就派人到上海去。
The government has sent someone to Shanghai.
就发出去了5000份的签证。
They have issued 5,000 visas.
结果果然像圣经的预言。
Just like the Bible prophecy.
这些人从秦国来，这些人从中国来。
These people came from Xinjiang. They came from China.
他们从中国就回到了以色列。
They returned to Israel from China.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在你看见圣经怎么形容呢？
You see how the Bible describes now.
说看哪。
Look.
这些人从北方来，是远方的北方来。
These people came from north.
证明说他们曾经。漂流到什么？漂流到远方的北。
That means they've been scattered all the way to the north part.
然后这些人呢，从西方来。
These people came from west.
他们曾经被掳到西班牙去，被分散到西班牙去。
They've been scattered all around to Spain.
但是1492年。
But at 1492.
他们得到一个命令。
They receive an order.
你要么皈依天主教。
You have to receive Catholicism.
或者你离开西班牙。
Or you have to leave here.
所以从此以后、
so、ever since then,
他们没有想到他们又开始漂流。
They did not expect that they would start wandering around again.
因为哥伦布发现新大陆。
Because Columbus found a new world.
他们才发现说。
Then they found out.
他们所在的西班牙还不是天之涯，不是的。
They found out that Spain where they stay was not the end of the
world. 是哥伦布告诉我们天外还有天。
Because Columbus told us that there's another world
behind it. 世界还有世界。
And behind the world there's another world.
那只是今天的北美跟南美说的。
That means North America and South America.
所以今天在纽约的600万犹太人。
So you see that the 6 million Jews here in New York.
他们都是从西班牙来的。
They came from Spain.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
就在1493年，
Just at 1493,
当他们漂流到全世界的时候，
When they be scattered around the world,
不管往西往东，
No matter from west or east,
他们在漂流的路途中，
On the way of scattering,
当然他们庆祝逾越节，
Of course they celebrate Passover,
也庆祝祝棚节，
And they celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles.
现在看见天上的月亮是圆的，
Now they saw the full moon in the heavens.
本来他们是远离家乡的。
And they were the ones who left their hometown.
他们真正的家乡是伯利恒，是加利利，是耶路撒冷。
Their true hometown was Bethlehem, Galilee, and Nazareth.
但是没有想到他们要漂流。
But they did not expect to be
wandering around. 好不容易找到第二个故乡。
And they found a home, a second hometown.
结果发现，到了逾越节、祝棚节的时候。
But they found out that at the feast of Passover,
他们没有在第二个故乡。做这件事。
They could not celebrate their second hometown.
现在在他们漂流的路上。
On the way of wandering again.
他们看见满月变红，像雪。
They saw the full blood moon.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
满月代表满意了。
Full moon means that there's a satisfaction.
但是满月变红，像雪，就证明在不满意中间有一些的遗憾。
And the full blood moon shows that there is some regret in this
dissatisfaction. 他们如果团圆的话，
if they can be get together,
最少要在他们的第二个故乡。
At least they're supposed to be in their second hometown.
他们现在重新的走上漂流的路。
But now they have to start the journey of wandering again.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
这是第三堆。
That's the third cluster.
到了第四堆。
Until the fourth cluster.
我想大家都记得那个故事。
Now you may remember the story.
到了1949年。
Until 1949,
前一年发生了什么事呢？
What happened the year before?
以色列复国了。
The nation of Israel
had revived. 这个真是叫人欢天喜地。
Everybody was rejoicing.
睡到1949-1950,
他们从全世界各地106
个国家回来的时候，
the Jewish people returned from all 106 nations in the world.
他们在路上
on their journey,
庆祝逾越节，
they celebrate the feast of
在路上庆祝祝棚节，
and the feast of tabernacle.
不要忘记啊，
don't forget.
他们是回家呀。
They are homeward bound.
他们是把所有的储蓄都带在身上。
They gather all their savings and they
travel. 如果从纽西兰出发的话，
it's from New Zealand.
他们是坐船，不是坐飞机。那个时候不是坐船，是坐飞机，不是坐飞机的。
They did not take the flight. They sail.
所以你能想象到，等到他们真的回到他们的故乡。
So you can understand that when they really finally reach
their hometown. 经过辗转，最后到了家了。
Finally, they arrive home.
但是还没有回家以前，
but before they arrive home,
他们在他们路上，
on their journey,
当他们庆祝逾越节、祝棚节的时候，
when they celebrate the feast of Passover and Tabernacle,
他们看见满月变猴像雪，
they saw the full blood moon.
这是1949-1950。
That was 1949 and 1950.
稀奇吧？
Is that amazing?
现在终于回到他们的家乡。
Finally, they return their hometown.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
到底家乡的月亮好像比别的地方都圆。
It seems that moon at the hometown is rounder than anywhere else.
现在他们全家又可以团聚在一起。
Now they could be together again.
可是他们有一个祷告。
But they had a prayer.
是2000年的祷告。
It was a prayer throughout the 2000 years.
他们做母亲的就告诉他们的儿子。
The mothers would tell their sons.
你要怎么祷告呢？
How should you pray?
但愿明年在耶路撒冷。
May next year we gather at Jerusalem.
他们一祷告几乎是2000年。
And this prayer has been last for 2,000 years.
到了1967年，
until 1967,
没有想到，忽然间六日之内，他们醒过来的时候，他们发现耶路撒冷已经回到他们的怀抱。
Unexpectedly, after 6 days' war, when they wake up, they are already in Jerusalem.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
所以到了1967年，又是满月变红像雪。
So at 1967, you see full blood moon again.
然后第二年又是满月变红像雪。
And the year after that, there's another blood moon.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
在这个以前，
before this,
他们可以回到他们的家乡。
They could go back to their hometown.
他们的的确确可以欣赏家乡的月亮。
They truly could enjoy the moon at their home.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是唯一的遗憾是什么？
But the only regret is that
他们一直到那个时候，他们没有可能到耶路撒冷。
At that time, they still could not go back to Jerusalem.
从来没有过。
Never.
现在1967不一样。
But 1967.
现在他们可以从伯利恒，从好多地方，终于可以到耶路撒冷去。
They can go from Bethlehem or anywhere else to Jerusalem.
他们发现挂在与这个橄榄山上或者摩利亚山那个月亮就是不一样。
You see that the moon on the Mount Moriah or Mount of Olives is not the same.
这个时候。
At that time,
他们在想起
they just reminiscent
当时神给他们的命令
the order that was given by God
明白吗
Do you
神的命令怎么说
What is that?
当他们还在当初还在他们两千年还在家里的时候
2000 years ago when they were still at home
神的话怎么说
What did God said?
每年三次
Three times a year
你们由以色列人要到耶路撒冷去过节
All Jewish people has to go to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast
过哪些节呢
What kind of feast?
一个是逾越节
When is Passover?
还有一个是祝棚节
When is Feast of Tabernacle?
为什么是逾越节呢
Why Passover?
因为月亮是圆的
Because the blood
为什么祝棚节呢
Why Feast of Tabernacle?
因为月亮是圆的
Because the blood
但那个月亮不是家乡的月亮
But it's not the moon from your hometown
那个月亮是耶路撒冷的月亮
It's the moon from Jerusalem
所以等到他们一起唱说弟兄和睦同居何等的善何等的美
So when they sing together Oh how wonderful it is when brothers get together
那个团圆是大团圆
That kind of gathering is a great
gathering 那个团圆是叫神心满意足
That is a gathering that can fulfill God's heart's desire
每年过节的时候
Every year when they celebrate
神好像在点名一样
It's like God is giving attendance
这个支派也缺少了
那
个支派也缺少了
I like that tribe
你们过逾越节你们都是满意的
You celebrate the Passover, you're happy
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
当所有人来到耶路撒冷
When everybody gets to Jerusalem
他们一起来到神面前
When they come all together in front of God
如果神看见十二个支派都在
If God sees that all 12 tribes are here
如果神听见他们说弟兄和睦同居是何等的善何等的美
If God could hear that they sing Oh how wonderful it is for brothers to get together
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在不是地圆了
It's not that the earth is round
人圆了
But people are fulfilled
天圆了
The heaven is happy
神也满意
God is satisfied
这就是神的旨意
That is God's purpose
所以诗篇122篇说
So from Psalm 122
12个众支派到耶路撒冷去。
All tribes go to Jerusalem.
当他们聚在一起唱诗的时候
，When they get together and sing，
这叫做耶在以这叫什么？叫做以色列的见证。
That is the testimony of Israel.
那个见证在中文翻译成历，其实原文就是 testimony。
So in Chinese, it translated a different word, but the original meaning is the testimony.
请大家记得一件事。
Just remember one thing.
什么叫做以色列的见证
？What is the testimony of Israel?
不错。当你在家里过逾越节的时候
，Truly indeed, when you celebrate the Passover at home,
神与你同在
，God's with you.
你满意了
？You're happy.
但神最大的期盼
，But God's greatest hope is that
每一个人都像亚伯拉罕。
Everybody would be like Abraham.
都走三天的路程。
They would travel 3 days journey.
都付上最大的代价。
They would pay the highest price.
他们手里所拿着是迦南最好的土产。
What they take is the best produce from Canaan.
他们所代表的就好像亚伯拉罕心中的以撒一样。
And what they're representing is like the Isaac in the heart of Abraham.
当他们全部都来到耶路撒冷。
When they all gather together in Jerusalem.
有人要问说。
People will ask,
神给他们是怎么样一块美地啊
？What kind of promised land the Lord had given them?
你看看他们的土产
，to show their produce.
等到他们被完全迦南美地所充满的时候
，when they all occupied the land of Canaan,
这就是神的见证。
That is a testimony of God.
虽然是这么多的人
，although there are so many people,
他们说弟兄和睦同居是何等的善。
They said, "Oh, how wonderful it is for brothers to get together."
当那首诗歌唱开的时候
，When they sing that hymn together,
最能够满足的、最能够感动的，还不是我们，乃是天上的神。
Who can be touched the deepest? Not only us, but the heavenly God.
但是很可惜
，Unfortunately,
以色列人失败了
，Jewish people failed.
结果被掳到巴比伦去
，They've been captured to Babylon.
请大家记得
，Just remember,
等到1967年，他们再回来到耶路撒冷的时候
，When they return again at 1967,
那个月亮果然是橄榄山上的月亮。
That moon, of course, is the moon on the Mount of Olives.
果然是摩利亚山上的月亮。
And also the moon on the Mount of Moriah.
圣殿已经不见了。
But the temple is not there anymore.
在圣殿山上呢，乃是清真寺。
On the Temple Mount, there's a mosque.
月亮还照在上面。
The moon is there above.
我们找到一张，我们找到的满月变红在。山摩利亚山上的照片。
We saw a picture of a blood moon on the Mount of Moriah.
但是你看见那个背景是清真寺的背景。
But you see the scenery in it is a mosque.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
月亮还是一样的。
The moon was the same.
不一样了。
But it's not the same anymore.
见证在哪里
？Where is the testimony？
见证已经荒凉了。
There is no more testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
以色列的悲欢离合。
The gathering and the scattering of the Jews
是教会的悲欢离合。
It's also the gathering and the separation.
我们为着自私的缘故
，because we're selfish.
为着自己的利益
，for our own profits.
弟兄姊妹，我们有一些聚会
，we have some gathering.
用一样的语言
，we use the same language.
我们祷告的时候也非常的受感动
，when we pray, we are deeply
touched by our spirit. 满有主的同
在 ，with the presence of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
这个是满月。是满月不错。
Yes, this is a full moon.
但是现在我们要问。
But now we have to ask.
我们有没有答应主的呼召
？Do we echo back to the Lord's calling?
你看见要到耶路撒冷去。
See, you have to go back to Jerusalem.
到那里
，to there.
你就要认识你从来没有认识过的弟兄。
You will know the brothers that you never met.
你才知道说在纽泽西不止我们这些人在那里有追求。
You see that in New Jersey it's not only us that's gathering for the Lord.
不要以我们做中心。
We should not be centered by ourselves.
你要让神来做中心。
You have to let the Lord be the center.
只有当神在耶路撒冷。
It's only when the Lord is in Jerusalem.
当他数点百姓的时候。
When he's counting his people.
这个支派也不缺。
I see that
那个支派也不缺。
And that tribe is here.
那个支派也不缺。
This tribe is here too.
神的心就满足。
Then God will be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你能够说。
Can you say that?
当我们聚在一起
，When we are gathering together，
这就是所有神的儿女。
This is all the children of God。
在纽泽西就这么多人，就这么一点的人被用主的宝血洗净。
Is there only us that's been washed by the blood of my？
这是我们的聚会。
This is our gathering。
这里有月亮。
There is a moon here。
这是神的见证。
Is that the testimony of God？
你能回答主的话吗
？Can you answer God's call？
如果神的见证的话
，If it's God's testimony，
不只是我们满意
，Not only that we should be satisfied，
叫神也是满意
，But God has been satisfied too。
所以明白吗，弟兄
？But do you understand, brothers?
这一次我们希望借着以色列的悲欢离合
，This time we hope that through the gathering and separation，
让我们能够明白到底神在以色列身上怎样做。
We can see God's work in the Jews.
也看见是在我们身上怎么做。
And also we can see God's work among us.
今天也是一样的样子。
Same thing together.
我们有许多的聚会。
We have many meetings.
很多的聚会都有主的同在。
And there were the presence of the Lord in our meetings.
但是我们要问。
But we have to ask.
如果这样的话。
If it's that.
为什么今天我们被分成三万八千多个宗派？
Why there are 38,000 different kinds of denominations?
如果是这样的话，
If it's that,
我们要问一个问题。
We have to ask one question.
不错，我们每一个聚会都能按照我们自己来设计。
Yes, every meeting we can design by ourselves.
我们想到我们的下一代。
We can think of our next generation.
我们想到这一代是讲中文，下一代一定讲英文的。
We think that we speak Chinese in this generation, and the next generation speak English.
但是我们要问，
we have thought about that.
只有这些。是神用主耶稣用宝血买回来的。
But we have to ask, are these the only people that have been purchased by the blood of Jesus?
所以有一件事大家一定要记得。
So we have to remember one thing.
当以色列人在那里醉生梦死的时候。
When the Jewish people are thinking of their own things.
当他们根本就没有想到神的见证的
时候。When they forget about God's testimony.
他们日子还是可以过的。
They can still live their ordinary living.
但神要提醒他们。
But God will remind them.
神要摇醒他们。
They have to shake them up.
如果以色列人不醒的话，
if they are not be shaken up,
教会应该醒过来。
The church is supposed to wake up.
因为教会有神的话。
Because we have the word of God.
那么根据神的话，我们能够对整个的历史做一番很清楚的解释。
According to the word of God, we can explain the whole history.
好，那么我们昨天下午特别讲了第一个循环。
So yesterday afternoon, we talked about the first cycle.
因为第一个循环，我们普通很少提起。
Because we usually don't mention about the first cycle.
到了主后七十年
，until 70 years AD，
你看见圣殿一块石头不留在一块石头上。
You see that the holy temple, there's no one stone upon another
stone. 那圣殿被烧毁一天，那一天就是当初尼布加尼撒王怎么样把圣殿拆毁的同样的一天。
The day that the temple has been burned is the same day that Nebuchadnezzar has teared down the temple.
那现在我们要问。
Now we have to ask.
等到牧人被击打，
When the shepherd has been hit,
他们说愿流这人的血归在我们和我们子孙的身上。
And they said, let his blood shed on our children.
那个声音不过经过了四十年。
That voice only lasts about 40 years.
果然，现在你看见一块石头不留在一块石头上。
Truly indeed, you see that today there's no one stone upon another stone.
牧人一被击打，羊当然就分散了。
When the shepherd has been hit, of course the sheep was scattered.
但有的人不甘心。
But some people are just not willing to take this result. They said, "We cannot leave."
为什么不能走？
Why we cannot leave?
因为罗马兵丁怎么样用火烧巴比伦，烧耶路撒冷？
Because how the Romans burned Jerusalem.
当初尼布加的撒王做同样的事。
Nebuchadnezzar did the same thing also.
所以他们忽然想起来。
They just have been reminded.
那个时候尼布加的撒王以色列人过了七十年，他们又回来了。
At the time of Nebuchadnezzar, the Jews returned 70 years later.
所以他们就在想，
they just thought,
有没有可能经过另外一个七十年，
would that be possible if after another 70 years,
他们就可以回到他们的家乡，
they could go back to their hometown.
换一句话说，
in another word,
七十年以后，
70 years later,
他们有没有可能再像当初一样回到耶路撒冷？
Would that be possible for them to return to their hometown like the past? 又可以重建圣殿 and rebuild the temple.
那如果这样的话，
if it's that,
那就不要离开了。
They did not need to leave.
如果这样的话，就不要走得很远。
If it's that, they don't need to leave.
所以他们准备到140年的时候。
So until 140 years later.
然后以色列人就可以回去了。
They could return.
但是没有想到，
but unexpected,
他们等到135年就造反了。
They waited 135 years later and they revolted.
结果罗马皇帝亲自的来到巴勒斯坦。
And the Roman emperor went to Palestine.
把还剩下的差不多1000个城镇是完全化成平地。
He just removed all 1,000 remaining cities.
整个犹太地躺在废墟里面。
And the whole Judah, the land of Judah,
had lay in ruins.
And the temple was in the ruins.
耶路撒冷已经完全罗马化了。
And Jerusalem has been Romanized.
现在政府有一道命令，罗马帝国有一道命令。
So now the Roman government has an order.
以色列人再也不能回到他们的故乡。
The Jews cannot return to their hometown.
所以等到后来他们回来的时候。
So until they return later on,
那个就是1948年左右的时候。
That was around 1948.
或者更早一点。
Or a little bit earlier.
他们回来的时候，
When they returned,
他们才发现说
they just found out,
当他们不在的时候
when they were not there,
结果有人已经把这块地方拿去了
somebody already took over that place.
这就是今天的巴勒斯坦人
that is the Palestinians.
这就是今天在中东发生许许多的纠纷是从这里来的
that's how the chaos in the Middle East that happened today.
但是请记得
but just remember,
他们还是不肯走
they did not want it to
leave. 按理来讲现在应该可以分散了
Actually, they're supposed to leave now. Because there is no more Jerusalem. 整个犹太地也没有了。And the land of Judah is not there anymore.
整个迦南美地不见了。
The land of Canaan is not there anymore.
还有什么好留恋的呢？
Is there anything?
神说要漂流到天涯海角，就得要到天涯的海角。
God said you'll be wandering around the world, and you'll be wandering around the world.
他们不可能抗拒神的旨意。
They cannot deny God's order.
但是你看见吗
？But you can see.
他们有人还是不肯死心。
Some people just will not let go.
为什么不肯死心
？Why not?
那原来那个时候啊，在幼发拉以河的东边。
Because at that time, at the east part of Euphrates,
有一个帝国叫做安息帝国。
And there was a kingdom is called a.
那今天在英文是翻作 Parthia 王。
Parthia kingdom.
所以，请大家记得，有一个帝国是和罗马帝国刚好是旗鼓相当的。
You see that there's a kingdom that's similar to Roman kingdom.
所以，等到以色列人真的看见没有希望。
So when the Jewish people really give up their hope,
但是还有一些希望。
There was still some hope.
敌人的敌人一定是我的朋友。
Because my first enemy could be my friend.
所以他们就在用各种的方法来帮助帕提亚帝国。
So they used all different methods to help the party.
有的人到军队里面去。
Some people joined the army.
他们最后的目的。
And their final purpose.
希望有一天。他们能够回来。
Is that one day they can return to their hometown?
当帕提亚帝国跟罗马帝国真的在打起来的时候
，When the Parthian kingdom really fight the Roman kingdom，
他们完全站在帕提亚王国的这一边。
They really stood on the side of the Parthian kingdom。
他们想说，借着他们的力量，可以重新把耶路撒冷收复回来。
They thought that they could use their power to fight against the Roman
kingdom。他们就可以重建圣殿。
And they could rebuild their temple。
结果没有想到
，But unexpectedly，
162年。
At 162 AD,
就是第一次两年四轮满月变红的那一年。
It was the first time when there was a tetra blood.
有一个世界大事发生。
There was a great worldly event happening.
就是罗马帝国和帕提亚帝国终于打起来了。
It's the Roman kingdom and the Parthian kingdom fought together.
但是坏消息传来。
But the bad news is that
这个帕提亚帝国完全被打败了。
The Parthian kingdom defeated.
对于世界来说
according to the world,
罗马帝国打败了帕提亚帝国是件世界大事。
The Roman kingdom defeated Parthian kingdom is a great worldly event.
但对于犹太人来讲
but to the Jewish people,
他们最死的一天的希望完全粉碎。
They have given up their last hope.
从现在开始
from then on,
他们知道神的旨意是不能抗拒的。
They knew that they could not deny God's purpose.
所以这是162年
So that's at 162 AD
请大家记得
Just remember,
他们终于分散了
Finally, they were scattered.
在他们分散的路上
On their journey,
他们庆祝逾越节
They celebrated Passover
祝棚节
And the Feast of
Tabernacles 连着两年
Continuously 2 years
满月变红下雪
They saw the blood moons
好那现在我们说过第一次完了以后要经过好几百年然后65年，一共总过了3次。
So you know that after the first cycle, there's another several hundred years, and there's another cycle that's 65 years.
所以795年一次。
So at 795 AD.
842年一次。
And 872 AD.
860年一次。
And 860 there's.
总共是65年。
Totally, there were 65 years.
那这里面到底什么事情发生
？What happened within these 65 years?
你知道说那个时候犹太人他们先是漂流到死海的附近。
See,
黑海的附近
those Jews they first went to Black Sea
这黑海的北边呢就是圣经中的西古提
the north part of the Black Sea is
Cilicia
yeah
这个西古提人呢不分化外人西古提人
oh there's no Gentiles no Scythians
no 不是 Gentile 哦、Scythian 对对，不是一个 barbarian， 一个是化外人。
No barbarians, no Scythians。
还有一个就是西古提人。那么这个西古提呢，是指着黑海北边的那个那一带说的。
And the Scythians are the people who live at the north part of the Black Sea.
所以因为那个地方是希腊的殖民地。
And because those places are the territory.
所以犹太人当他们逃难的时候，最早当然往那个方向去。
It's a Hellenistic territory. Therefore, the Jewish people they escaped.
而且那一带有他们的同胞。
And over there, they have their own people there.
因为克里米亚，根据考古学家，老早就有了犹太人的脚踪。
According to the archaeologists, there were Jewish people at Crimea in the very beginning.
但他们到哪里就是被逼迫到哪里。
But wherever they went, they have been persecuted.
所以如果他们要在北方存在的话
，So if they wanted to survive at the north part,
他们需要一个避难所。
They need to have a shelter there.
结果就在795年到860年之间。
So between 795 AD to 860 AD.
神在靠近苏联的南部。
At the southern part of the Russia.
在里海跟黑海的中间。
At Black Sea, at Caspian Sea.
然后呢，大概在高加索山脉的北边。
And you see the mountain territories around there.
神就为他们预备了避难所。
God had prepared a shelter for them.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
那个时候有一个 kingdom， 它名叫做 Hazar Kingdom.
And there was a kingdom called Hazar Kingdom at the time.
那么这个 kingdom 是很重要的。
It was a very important kingdom.
因为那个时候全世界是三个国家可以说平衡的。
Because at that time, three main kingdoms were parallel at the time.
一个是回教大帝国。
One is the Muslim kingdom.
是以巴格达做中心的。
They were centered around Baghdad.
还有一个东罗马帝国是以伊斯坦堡、君士坦丁堡做中心的。
And there was an East Roman kingdom that was centered around the Constantinople.
还有呢，就是刚才所说的哈萨尔王国。
And the Hazar kingdom.
那哈萨尔王国其实就是汉朝的人匈奴被一直赶到那一带去。
So the Hazar kingdoms were actually originated from the Mongolians.
他们本来是不信神的。
They did not believe in God.
是十足的外邦人。
They were really barbarians.
但是为着政治的平衡的缘故。
But because of the balance of the political situation.
他们最后就在这几年就选择了犹太教做他们的国教。
So they finally selected the Jewish religion to be their national religion.
他们就把拉比从巴比伦请去了。
And they invited the rabbi from Babylon.
为他们到处盖学校。
And they built the schools there.
到处盖会堂。
And built the synagogues there.
所以请大家记得。
Just remember.
那个王的名字就叫俄巴底亚。
And the name of the king is Obadiah.
所以请大家记得。
Just remember.
如果有一个国家。
If there's a kingdom.
那个国家呢是用的律法是旧约的律法。
They use the Old Testament laws.
那么同时呢，你看见所有的教导都是完全按照圣经的。
And all the teachings were all according.
而且到处有会堂。
And you can see synagogues everywhere.
现在我们要问。
Now we have to ask.
你怎么会想到？
How will you think?
在一个不可能地方。
In an impossible place.
有一个国家。
There's a kingdom.
这国家是犹太的国家。
It's a Jewish kingdom.
一直到现在。
Until today.
那一带还是叫做 the land of the Jews.
That place is still called the land of Jews.
很稀奇，稀奇不稀奇？
Very amazing.
那个就是发生在795年到860年中间。
So that happened between 795 to 860 AD.
结果神就兴起了这么一个国家。
So God had raised such a kingdom.
那么他不接受犹太教，也不接受天主教，不接这个基督教，也不接受回教。
They did not accept Christianity or Muslim.
他们完全叫人跌破眼睛。
But somebody they just surprised.
是十足的外邦人。
They were barbarians.
他们愿意皈依犹太教。
But they wanted to accept the Jewish religion.
现在个个都是犹太人。
Now everybody is Jew.
那么想想看。
Now just think about.
如果一个国家是相信犹太教。
If this is a nation, they believe in Jewish religion.
那所有的犹太人，流浪的犹太人，当然到了那里就完全在保护伞底下。
So all the wandering Jews could go there and be sheltered there.
所以很有意思的。
So it's very interesting.
现在我们讲的哈萨尔犹太人。
So these are the Hazar Jews.
有一部分就在那避难的人。
Some people just stay there and said they're
sheltered. 他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
They are the children of Abraham.
但还有一般人。
And there was another group of
people. 是当初道地的匈奴 Mongolians.
They were the true Mongolians.
他们是个十足的外邦人。
They were true barbarians.
所以他们不过是挂名的犹太教友就是。
They were namely the Jews, but they are not.
明白吗？
Just remember.
但是不管怎么样，
but no matter what.
因着这个缘故，
because of that.
现在你看见在北方的极处，
you see that at the north part, north,
就在靠近苏联南部那一大片的土地。
At the southern part of Russia, that area.
稀奇不稀奇？
You see that it's amazing.
现在犹太人被漂流到北方的极处。
Now the Jews has been scattered to the north part of the world.
所以这是第二堆告诉我们。
That's what the second cluster had told us.
但是不要忘记。
But don't.
这第二堆除了犹太人的大事之外。
In this second cluster, not only there was some great events around the Jews, but there were also worldly events.
还有世界大事。
There were worldly events.
因为这些人在北方的极处。
Because these people were at the north part of the
world. 所以神真正要兴起，真的从地极来的一般的人。
So God has to raise up some people that truly from the end part of the world.
从挪威。
From Norway.
从丹麦。
From Denmark.
你知道说有一般人呢，他们很会航海的。
You see that those people know how to sail.
他们一只船呢，大概可以坐一百个人。
In one ship, they can take about 100
people. 他一来就是好几百只船。
Every time they come, there were several hundred ships.
所以那个时候呢，到了795年的时候。
Until 795 AD.
这些人呢，我们称他做维京人 Viking.
These are the Vikings.
那这些人呢，他们就沿着海就往南走。
They travel from the sea southward.
到了爱尔兰，他们就登陆了。
When they went to Ireland, they just land.
到了842年，他们就等可以说就扫荡整个的伦敦。
And at 842 AD, they wipe out the whole London.
所以没有多久。
So shortly after.
就是65年之内。
So within 65 years.
整个的西欧是他们的。
The Western Europe belonged to the Vikings.
那东欧怎么回事？
How about the North, Eastern Europe?
你知道说在挪威的东边是瑞典。
You see that at the east part of Norway is Sweden.
同样的维京人。
And the same Vikings.
同样是维京人。
They are Vikings too.
他们不过不像他们沿着海到了爱尔兰，不是。
They're not the same as the one that travel along the sea to Ireland.
他们就进到俄罗斯去了。
They went to Russia.
俄罗斯有好几条大河。
And there were so many great rivers in Russia.
你看这些人呢，就沿着大河一直走走走，从莫斯科就到了里海。
So you see that these Vikings, they travel from Moscow all the way to Caspian.
而里海的范围刚好是哈萨尔帝国王国的范围。
And the territory of the Caspian Sea were also below the
Khazar Kingdom. 所以明白吗？那个时候，那个斯拉夫民族的人因为受哈萨尔王国受气受的太多了。
So the Slavics were being persecuted by the Khazars.
所以他们说，我们要这些维京人来做，来管理我们。
They said, "Oh, we want to be ruled by the Vikings."
那这些人从到东边来的，从那个大河一直来的，他们不叫维京人。
So these people who travel along the river, they don't call themselves Vikings.
他们叫罗斯人。
They call themselves Russians.
所以这就是俄罗斯的开始。
So that was the beginning of Russia.
如果你讲的俄罗斯这个国家的开始是从860年那一年开始的。
So you see the beginning of the kingdom of Russia started from 860 AD.
那就是满月四轮，满月变红像雪。
That was the time of the four blood moon.
所以这一堆刚好65年。
So this cluster also happened within 65
years. 这个65年就对世界大事来说。
According to the world event.
你看维京人从西边从东边，他们一面拿下了西欧，一面拿下了东欧。
You see the Vikings came from east and west. On one side they took over the West Europe. On the other
这当然是世界大事。
Of course this is worldly event.
后来当然就影响了犹太人的历史。
Of course, that influenced Jewish history.
所以明白吗？
So do you understand?
这第二堆就给我们看见。
The second cluster has shown us.
那最后你看他们怎么样被分散到北方去。
You see that how they've been scattered all the way to the north.
所以这一块呢，可以说是我们历史上最不清楚的。
This is the part of history that we don't usually understand.
那昨天呢，我们没有机会秀给大家看几张地图。
Yesterday we did not have time to show you some maps.
那今天因为是最后的机会。
But today this is our last opportunity.
我向来不愿意在主日秀 slide.
I usually don't like to show slides on the Lord's
Day. 但是这是不得已的一件事。
But now this is the last.
所以呢，现在我就趁这个机会，就把这个第二堆，就是他们被送到北方的极处。
So I just want to show you how they've been scattered all the way to the north part of the world. 的图好不好 We have to see some maps.
前面一张图。那现在因为这个灯的缘故，可能你们看不清楚。
Now because of the lighting, maybe you cannot see it clearly.
这个第一次是162年。
But
The first time is 162 AD.
第二次是795年。
The second time is 795 AD.
一共有65年。
There were 65 years.
这是挤在一堆的。
This is a cluster.
所以这个中间还有842年。
So you see that there's 842 years.
所以这是第一个循环。
You see that this is the first cycle.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
我说过了，是两堆。
There were two clusters.
单独的一堆。
This is a single cluster.
三个挤在一起一堆。
And the three together is one cluster.
所以这个是对称的。
So this is balanced.
好了。然后我们看第二对第二个循环
the second cluster, the second cycle.
第二个循环呢你看1493年是一堆
1492 is one cluster.
然后1949 1967 2014 65年又是一堆
You see 1949 1967 and 2014 within 65 years there's another cluster.
这里讲的分散
Here you see the separation.
这里也讲的分散。
Here you see the separation again.
这里讲的聚集。
Here you see the gathering.
因为他们找到避难所了。
Because they find a shelter.
然后这里也讲的聚集。
And you see the gathering here again.
他们经过了这个纳粹的大屠杀以后。
You see after the massacre of Nazi.
他们终于回到他们的家乡。
They finally went back home.
他们终于找到了避难所。
They finally found their shelter.
你有没有觉得很稀奇？
Don't you think it's amazing?
犹太人终于复国了。
Finally, the Jewish nation became a
nation. 有一个国家从1949年以后就出现在这个世界上。
A kingdom just all of a sudden happened at 1949.
这个国家跟别的国家都不一样。
That kingdom is not the same as the other kingdoms.
这个国家主要的是犹太人。
Because it's mainly Jewish people.
所以如果你要移民到有以色列去的话。
So if you wanted to immigrate to Israel.
两个管道。
There's two ways.
一个管道就是普通的管道，要移民怎么移民去的。
One way is the ordinary way is that you immigrate.
还有一个管道。
And there's another way.
两个首席的拉比。
You see the chief rabbis there.
如果能证明说你是犹太人。
If they can prove that you're a Jew.
你就可以移民到犹太人。
You can immigrate there.
所以这是全世界最稀奇的一个国家。
You see that this is the most amazing kingdom.
明白吗？那是十足以色列是十足的犹太的国家。
You see that Israel kingdom is a true Jew kingdom.
这是第四堆。
That's the fourth cluster.
第二堆呢
？In the second cluster.
同样事情发生。
You see the same event happened.
在历史上我们从来没有看到有一个国家叫做犹太的国家。
You see that usually didn't happen in the history. There's a kingdom.
你看他的律法是圣经的律法。
You see their law is the Bible law.
到处都是会堂。
And there were synagogues everywhere.
他们接受犹太教做他们的国教。
They accepted, the Jewish religion to be their national religion.
这好像今天的以色列，你看见好像接受犹太教做国教一样。
It's like today in Israel, the Jewish religion is their major religion.
所以你不觉得这是非常稀奇的一件事吗？
Don't you think that's something very amazing?
这是一堆。
That's one cluster.
讲的一个国家。
We talk about one kingdom.
这又是一堆。
Here's another cluster.
也是讲的一个国家。
We talk about another kingdom.
这两个国家的性质是完完全全一样的。
These two kingdoms are the same.
好了，如果根据以赛亚书四十九
，So according to Isaiah chapter 49,
162年是离开。
At 162 AD, there's a separation.
到了这一堆，你看这些人就被分散到北方去。
You see, in this cluster, all these people has been scattered to the north part of the world.
所以到了1948年
，Until 1948,
看呐、啊，这些人从远方的北边回来。
You see that all these people traveled from the north part of the world.
这是第一。
You see, that's one
然后经过多少年以后
you see, after so many years,
到了1493年
until 1493,
你看以色列人就在西班牙就定居下来
you see that, Jewish people settled down in Spain.
他们以为说罗马帝国的尽头就是地的尽头
They thought that the end of the Roman kingdom is the end of the world.
他们错了
It's actually
结果没有想到哥伦布发现了新大陆
and they did not expect that Columbus will find a new land.
所以他们又开始分散
so they started to be separated
所以你注意到第一个循环跟第二个循环的对称吗
you see the balance between the first cycle and the second cycle
然后最后这一堆
you see the last cluster
很清楚的我们不是看见1949年不是新中国就诞生了吗
you see that at 1949 the new China has been born
经过65年
After 65 years,
你看这个中国不就站起来了吗
？You see that China really stood up.
所以，如果你仔细读他这一段圣，读这一段所发生的事情
，If you really see what's happening in this part of the history,
你很自然的就看见背后有非常非常奇妙的智慧。
Naturally, you see that there is something that's happening behind the scene that's coordinating the whole thing.
不要忘记啊，我们现在没有看将来。
See, we don't see the future yet.
我们这一次的目的不是问说2014年要发生什么事。
We are not going to ask what's going to happen in 2014.
我们要从过去历史得到教训。
But we have to learn our lesson from the past history.
现在你看见说。
Now you can see.
整个以色列的悲欢离合。
Or the separation and the gathering of the Jews.
就用这四堆。
It's represented by these four clusters, and they can explain the whole thing.
先是分散到北边的基础。
One is that they've been separated to the north part of the world.
西方的基础。
And the west part of the world.
东方的基础。
And the east part of the world.
我想再清楚，再清楚。
I think there's nothing more clear than this.
好，下面这张图。
Next picture.
这个我们跳过去好了。
We'll just skip this one.
好，那现在如果大家看懂得这个叫做古今的 Parthia.
You see the Parthians from the past and today.
那你看啊，我看。这一部分呢叫做安息帝国。
It's called the
这个安息帝国就是帕提亚帝国。
Parthian kingdom.
它的首都就在巴格达。
And their capital is at Baghdad.
那严格说来巴提亚呢是在伊朗的东边。
You see the Parthian strictly speaking is on the
结果他征服了整个伊朗。
Then they conquered the whole Iran.
也征服了整个伊拉克。
And they conquered the whole Iraq.
所以整个这一片的土地呢叫做巴提亚王国。
So you see that this whole kingdom is a Parthian kingdom.
那么在尤弗拉底河的西边呢
？At the west part of Euphrates River
是罗马帝国。
It's a Roman kingdom.
所以为什么135年他们就不分散了
？So why they've been separated after 135 years?
他们还有最后一点希望。
Because they have some last hope.
希望说如果他们帮助安息帝国的话
，They thought that if they helped the Parthian kingdom,
他们可以把罗马帝国打败。
They could take over and conquer Roman kingdom.
结果162年那一年。
But at the year of 162,
第一次满月，四轮满月变红象
雪。The first time of the fourth tetra blood moon.
你看见是罗马帝国就击溃了波斯，这个安息王。
You see, the Roman kingdom had conquered the Parthian kingdom.
所以从此以后
，So ever since
then, 以色列的梦就完全碎了。
The Jewish people and their dream has been broken.
所以从此，不管你愿意或者是不愿意。
So whether they are willing or not,
你自然地就走上了这条分散的路。
They walk on the path of separation.
然后你读到圣经，就讲到枯骨怎样的四散。
So you read the Bible, you see the dead bones have been scattered.
好，在下面一张图。
You see the next picture.
那这个大概也是安息王国帕提亚王国的范围。
That's Parthian kingdom.
大概，那这个是里海。
That's a general area.
这是里海。
That's the Caspian Sea.
这是黑海。
That's Black Sea.
明白吧？所以呢，所以这个是大概那个这个那个整个那一带的地图。
This is a general outline of the Parthian kingdom.
在下面。
And the next picture.
那这个就是刚才我们讲帕提亚王国首都的地方。
This is the capital of the Parthian kingdom.
那如果今天到巴格达的话，你看它长什么样子
？Today you go to Baghdad, you can see this.
好，在下面，同样的。
Same thing.
古迹，在下面一个，也是同样的。
It's the same thing.
然后在下面。好，那这个现在呢，我们就来到了什么？就来到了圣经中的西古提。
Now we come to the Cyrenians of the Bible.
那圣经中所说的西古提是包括两个半岛。
You see the Cyrenian here is a two peninsula.
你看克里米亚不就是整个苏联南部的一个半岛吗？所以海军基地在那里。
You see the Crimea is a whole entire south of Russia.
然后最近我们不是听说有个索契吗？索契专门是。冬令运动会的。
Oh, you see.
Sochi, Sochi.
You see Sochi. That's where they had the Winter Olympics.
在那里有的。所以你看，这里是个，这个是个，等等哈。这个是个半岛。
Here's a peninsula.
这个也是半岛。
Here's also another peninsula.
所以这两个半岛加起来。
So you see that two peninsulas.
就是圣经中的西古提。
Added together is a Cyrenian in the Bible.
那在保罗那个时候。
At the time of
war, 我们知道说，这个那个时候已经是一个，其实是个帝国。那个时候
，it's actually a kingdom.
所以这个是给大家知道，我们讲到最早最早，那么现在我们知道，在这一代犹太人最早聚集的地方在克里米亚。
So you see that Jews, their earliest gathering was at Crimea.
所以当时的犹太人如果要移民、要真的流浪的话
，So if the Jews at that time really wanted to immigrate,
最早当然到西古提。
Of course, the first the place they can find
因为那是很文明的地方
，Cyrenian because
而且根据考古学家可以挖出来很多东西，就像在雅典呢、就在。希腊本土里面所看到的最富有的东西。
So the archaeologists discover things that's similar to what you can find in Athens or Greek.
他们还到处受逼迫。
They've been persecuted around.
明白吗？所以犹太人虽然到这里，他们到处被追赶。
So although the Jews went there, but they were still being persecuted.
像圣经所说的，他们像皮球一样被抛来抛去。
Just like the Bible said, they've been kicking around.
好，在下面，这个就是那一带的风光。
就是西古提
那一带的风光。再下面，这个靠近索奇。
This is Sochi.
那一带，然后再下面，这个就是高加索山。高加索山。Caucasus.
This is Caucasus.
我们普通说 Caucasian 的高加索人就讲白人。
So we call Caucasians, they're the white people.
就是从这个山地来的。
They came from here.
这就是圣经里面讲到这个不是有闪和亚弗，亚弗就是从这一带来的。
You see that Japheth, they came from here.
所以不要忘记了，这个都是指着北方的极处来说。
You see that this is the northmost part of the world.
好，在下面，那这是索奇。
This is Sochi.
在下面，那么这个是高加索。
This is
Yeah, 高加索山，然后在下面
Caucasia.
这也是高加索那一带。
This is also Caucasia in the area there.
在下面，好，那么大家注意到这里有一个叫做哈萨克共和国。
You see that there's a Republic of Hazaks.
那么他们所在的地叫做哈萨克斯坦。
There a place is called Kazakhstan.
那么你注意到哈，这里是乌克兰。
You see that here's Ukraine.
等一等哈，呀，这个根本算是苏联的南部嘛。
The southern part of Russia.
明白吗？那现在你就看见说，这个最早最早匈奴是被赶到哈萨克斯坦。
You see the Mongolians.They went there. The earliest time is at the.
所以中国人叫做康居。如果你读古书的话，那么康居那一带就是匈奴所到的地方。
That's where the Mongolians went.
但是最后呢，他们是来到了黑海跟里海中间。
But finally, they went in between the area of Black Sea.
所以他们就建立了个帝国，
and they built a kingdom.
建立了王国，叫哈萨尔王国。
It's called the Kingdom of Hazar.
好，我们再看下面。那这个就是哈萨尔汗国，看到吗
？This is Hazar Khan.
那这个是里海。
This is Caspian Sea.
这个是黑海。
This is Black Sea.
你看这一堆就是高加索山脉。
You see that this all area, this area is a Caucasian area.
所以这边北边是与欧洲，南边就是亚洲了。
You see the northern part is Europe and the southern part is Asia.
所以清楚吗？那个所谓中亚跟欧洲不同的地方。
So you see that Asia and Europe there's a difference.
那哈萨尔王国它就盘踞在这一带。
The Hazar Kingdom is right here.
是很大的哦。
It's big.
哈萨利亚。
And has a,
包括今天的基辅，包括乌克兰，通通在里面。
And Ukraine is here too.
所以你没有想到，匈奴啊，曾经建立一个很大很大的帝国。
You see the Mongolians, they used to build a great kingdom here.
他们接受了犹太教以后
，they accepted the Jewish religion.
就变成最有文化的匈奴。
Then they became the most cultural Mongolians.
因为普通的匈奴只是游牧民族。
Because the ordinary Mongolians, they were.
现在呢，是犹太人教他们怎么读书，怎么读圣经，所以他们就文化大开了。
They were the people who were traveling, but now they started to know how to
study. 结果呢，他们就在这一个大的地方。
Just at this great big area.
那么，请记得，在这一边就是东罗马帝国。
You see that this part is the Eastern Roman Kingdom.
在这一边就是就是回教帝国。
And here is a Muslim kingdom.
那不要忘，就是因为哈萨尔王国。
And just because of the Hazar kingdom is right there.
那么它就平衡了全世界。
They balance the whole world.
本来的话呢，你知道说这个回教徒呢是一手拿刀，一手拿可兰经，就很快的就征服了东罗马帝国。
You see the Muslims, they take knife in one hand and their Quran in the other hand.
所以这个现在我们应该知道。那么这个呢，就是圣经所说的托加马这一带。
So this area is area that.
还有人圣经所说的马各。马各跟哥哥马各，那这个呢，通通是那一带，像我们昨天提过的一样。好，在下面，那么这个就大概是那一带的风光。
So that's the scenery there.
好，在下面，这个就是靠近里海附近。
That's the area near Caspian Sea.
好，在下面，那这个是那个时候的首都。
That's the capital at the time.
那么今天呢，我们也有机会可以去的。
Today we have opportunity to go there.
所以呢，这个大概。是在下面应该是没有了哈，在下面哦，这个是最后一张图，这是高加索的一张图。
This is Caucasia.
所以我们就知道这个是指着第二堆那个时候所发生的事。
This is the second cluster and what happened then?
所以我想是本来应该是昨天下午给大家看的，因为我们没有时间了，所以今天早晨我们很快的就给大家复习一下。
I was supposed to show you yesterday afternoon, but because we ran out of time, so I show you today.
好了，那现在对于整个的以色列悲欢离合，我们应该有概念。
So now you have a general idea of the Jewish people and their scattering history.
那最后我们用同样的圣经。
Now we use the same Bible.
那就是以赛亚书第四十九章。
This book of Isaiah, chapter 49.
我们曾经提到这一章圣经。
We mentioned about this part of the chapter.
说话的人在耶路撒冷。
The speaker was at Jerusalem.
他的名字叫以色列。
His name is Israel.
其实这一章里面有两个以色列。
Actually, in this chapter, there are two Israels.
一个是指着我们的救主弥赛亚，主耶稣说的。
One is our Savior, the Messiah, Lord Jesus.
还有一个呢，是真的以色列民。
And the other one is a true Israel people.
所以这一章呢，就讲到他的使命，讲到他的 mission.
So this part talk about his mission.
他要做两件事。
He has to do two things.
一件是小事，一件是大事。
One is a small thing, one is a great thing.
我们先来看小事。
Let's see the small thing.
那就是第五节。
That is chapter, verse 5.
那这个仆人他的使命是什么呢？
You see, what's the mission of this servant?
要使雅各归回他。
Is to bring back, bring Jacob back.
要使以色列到他那里去聚集。
So that Israel might be gathered to him.
所以这就是1948年发生的事。
So that happened in 1948.
你看见吗？那一年1948年，虽然这些以色列人不知道。
You see that in 1948, although those Jewish people, they did not know.
他们到他那里去聚集。
They went and gathered there.
我们的主认识他们。
But the Lord recognized them.
他们不认识我们。
They did not recognize our
Lord. 为什么呢？
Why?
因为圣经里面老早告诉我们。
Because the Bible told us early on.
当把约瑟卖掉的十个兄弟。
The ten brothers who sold Joseph.
他们再一次到埃及去买粮食的时候。
When they went to Egypt to purchase food.
圣经告诉我们说，约瑟认得他们，但是他们不认得约瑟。
The Bible told us that Joseph was able to recognize them, but they could not recognize
Joseph. 那就着约瑟的光景来说。
According to the situation of Joseph,
很容易赦免的。
He could give them up.
很容易饶恕的。
He could give up and forgive.
他应该很快就赦免他的兄弟们。
He was able to quickly forgive his brothers.
他不能这样做。
But he could not do it right away.
如果爱弟兄的话。
If he loved his brothers.
你不能光爱他。
He could not just love them.
你不光让他知道什么叫爱。
Not only they have to know what is love.
你要让他知道什么叫做神的公义。
And they have to know the righteousness of God.
多少年前他们把他卖掉了是错。
Many years ago, they sold him.
而且还是大错。
It's a big mistake.
所以约瑟他就忍住了。
And Joseph hold that.
他需要很大的忍耐。
He need great patience.
从1948年开始，我们的主已经遇见这些人。
So at 1948, our Lord already met these people.
但是为什么我们的主没有和他们相认？
But why did the Lord not let them recognize
him? 当初他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
At the time, they said, crucify him, crucify him.
那弟兄姊妹，我们的主是不是就一笔勾销了呢？
Did the Lord just let it go like that?
主爱他们。
The Lord loved them.
随时可以赦免他们。
He could forgive them right away.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
你看见是约瑟一直要等。
You see, Joseph had to wait.
等到犹大认罪。
He had to wait until Judah admitted
his sin. 等到犹大怎么说呢？
And what did Judah say?
他说便雅悯的心啊，和我父亲的心相连。
He said the heart of Benjamin is linking with my father's heart.
如果你早知道这样，
If you know that,
你没有想到约瑟的心是和你父亲的心相连。
Don't you remember that Joseph's heart was linking to your father too?
你为什么把你的弟弟，把你的弟弟卖掉？
Why did you sell your brother?
所以你看见没？现在犹大的良心开始慢慢开始发现。
So,Judah's conscience has been triggered.
他就采取行动了。
And then he started to have some
action. 他说：“请你不管怎么样，让便雅悯回去。”
He said, "Please, no matter what, let my brother Benjamin go back."
把我留下。
Just keep me here.
为什么把我留下？
Why me?
当时是我把约瑟卖到埃及。
Because it was me that sold Joseph to Egypt.
现在我愿意为着我的罪，我愿意把自己卖在埃及。
Now for my sin, I'm willing to sell myself in Egypt.
这个时候约瑟就听不下去。
And then Joseph could not take that anymore.
叫所有人退走。
He told everybody to leave.
约瑟就和他兄弟相认。
So Joseph was showing himself to his
brother.
I just want to ask brothers and sisters. When our Lord had been crucified, they said, crucify him, crucify him. I'm going to ask you, where are the 10 tribes? They disappeared. And the true tribe that really said, crucify him, were the tribe of Judah. So you see that although these people went back to the foot of the Lord, what did the Lord do?
主要等他们悔改。
The Lord wanted to wait until they repent.
所以明白不明白?
Do you understand?
有一些人不能大摇大摆说我1948年就回来了。
The Israel people cannot just come back boldly and say, oh, I'm coming back.
然后1967年耶路撒冷也回来了。
And 1967, Jerusalem.
我认罪也不要认罪。
I don't need to repent.
我还是坚持说, 除掉他, 除掉他。
I just keep saying, crucify him, crucify him.
现在我只要用土地换取和平就可以了。
I can use my land to exchange peace.
没有这件事。
There's no such thing.
所以到了2014年。
Until 2014.
你明白吗?
You see?
又是满月变猴像血。
There's another blood moon.
为什么?
Why?
到今天以色列都没有悔改。
You see, until today, the Jewish people did not repent.
他们是回到了以色列。
Yes, they went back to Israel.
但是请注意。
Just remember.
当时犹大支派的人,
at that time, the Jewish tribe,
一定住在山地的。
They live in the mountains.
撒玛利亚的人一定在山地。
The Samaritans, they were in the mountains.
因为那个地位乃是我们与基督一同坐在天上那个地位。
Because that represented that we are being seated with God.
那非利士人呢?
How about the Philistines?
他们是在海边。
They were along the seashore.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
但是现在你回到以色列,
but when you go back to Israel,
可是不一样。
It's not the same.
所谓的西岸, 就是所谓巴勒斯坦人, 他们是在山上。
The West Bank is the people, the Palestinians, they're on the mountains.
以色列住在哪里呢?
How about the Israel people?
以色列住在哪里呢?
Where were they?
他们是挤在 Tel Aviv 一直到海法那块这个所谓的这个沙伦平原上。
They were clustered around Tel Aviv until all the way to the seashore. That is a Sharon, plain of Sharon.
到处都是以色列人。
They were all Jewish people.
所以他们是世界人口最稠密最稠密的。
So that was a heavily populated area in the world.
如果他们悔改了,
if they really repented,
如果他们认罪了,
if they really admitted
their sin, 他们是回到他们的故乡, 回到他们故乡,
they could truly go back to their hometown.
那为什么他们在山上?
But why they are still in the mountains?
就是我的意思, 巴勒斯坦在山上,
why did the Palestinians are in the mountains?
为什么以色列人反而在海边?
And the Jews are gathered around the seashore.
你看和圣经里面所说的角色不刚好对换了吗?
You see that the position has reversed.
这就证明说他们没有悔改。
So you see that they did not repent.
证明说神还在等他们悔改。
See, God is still waiting for them to repent.
你明白吗?
You see?
平常的时候,
in the ordinary time,
我的儿子可以进我的客厅,
my son can come into my living
room. 但是等到他受管教的时候,
but when he's being disciplined, for 1 week he cannot enter my living room.
当然不可以打开我的电视,
of course cannot turn on my TV.
如果我让他进我的客厅,
if I allow him to come to the living room,
可以进客厅,
he can come to the living room,
但是不可以打开电视,
but he cannot turn on the TV.
你就证明说那管教的时间还没有,
so you see the time of discipline is not finished yet.
所以今天对于以色列的问题,
you see the problem of Israel today,
大家千万不要矫情 sentimental.
Don't be too sentimental.
你如果不小心, 你完全卷到犹太人政治里面去,
if you're not careful, you'll be churned to the political situation of Jews. This is not Christians supposed to do. Not only you pray for Jews, but you pray for Palestinians.
神爱世人,
because God loved people.
神不只爱以色列人,
not only he loved the Jews,
神爱巴勒斯坦人,
he also loved the Palestinians.
神爱那些眼睛白清清楚楚的人,
he loved people who could see clearly.
谁爱那些躲在那些幔子背后的人?
God also loved the people who had been veiled.
所以不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
Just don't forget.
许多时候基督徒糊涂了。
Many times Christians are mistaken.
许多时候因为我们卷到政治里面去。
Because we turn into the political things.
我们就没有黑白了。
We cannot distinguish black and white.
我们就搞不出什么叫正义了。
We don't know what's righteous.
所以有一件事要记得。
So one thing you have to remember.
现在的情形,
the situation now is,
证明说, 神他们还是在神的管教底下。
It has shown us that they're still under the hand of discipline.
当别人管教儿女的时候,
just be careful when people are disciplining their children.
你是什么人, 你随便可以加几句话,
who are you? Who can you be involved?
明白不明白? 没有错。 如果我的孩子一点都没有错的话,
truly indeed, if my child is not wrong,
客厅是他的,
he can come to the living room.
我整个房子都是他的,
my whole house belongs to him.
他来接受所有的产业,
he will receive all the inheritance.
但如果这样,
but if it's that,
为什么2000年,
Why after 2,000 years? They scatter all around the world.
为什么回来的时候,
Why when they return?
你看那块土地是在巴勒斯坦手里,
you see the land is in the hand of the Palestinians.
这证明什么?
What does that prove?
证明神管教的时候,
that shows God's disciplining hands.
明白吗? 还有很稀奇的,
and the amazing
你过去所看见,
in the past what you have seen.
是非利士人就像哥利亚一样全副武装。
You see, the Philistines are Philistines. They're like Goliath. They're all dressed up in weapons.
赤手空拳是拿着石头的。
And David had nothing. That he only had some rocks.
现在倒过来了。
Now it's reversed.
你看，以色列是像美国全副武装的。
You see, Israel is militarized like the United States.
是巴勒斯坦人拿着小朋友拿着石头是对准敌人的。
But the Palestinians and their children, they use the rock to deal with the enemies.
你不觉得角色完全对换吗？
Don't you think the position has reversed?
虽然他
Although they went back to their hometown,
你看我们的主还等他们悔改。
You see, the Lord is still waiting for them to repent.
明白吗,
Do you understand?
所以圣经告诉我们，他们曾经枯骨四散。
So the Bible told us that they were like the dead bones. They
后来就地震动起来了。
And the earth was shaken.
1948年, 主终于把他们找回来。
At 1948, the Lord finally gathered.
不光骨头跟骨头相连。
Not only bone connected to the bones.
然后也给我们看有皮。
You see that there's skin.
但是不要忘记,
But don't forget.
里面没有圣灵。
There is no Holy Spirit there.
明白吗? 这个时候主不可能很快就和他相认。
So you see that the Lord cannot come back and reunite with them.
所以那个以色列,
So that Israel.
是个政治的恢复, 不是属灵的恢复。
It's a recovery of the political Israel.
那现在我们的主等什么?
So what the Lord is waiting now?
现在我们的主, 我们的主到底等什么?
What's the Lord waiting now?
很清楚的。
Clearly we can see.
就是等候他们悔改。
He's waiting for their repentance.
所以弟兄姊妹, 到了2014年,
until 2014,
又是满月变红祥雪。
You see the moon turn like blood again.
不错,有一场战争,
you see there's a war going on.
是在加沙走廊打,
at the Gaza.
但是很稀奇啊,
but amazing thing is,
实在说来是巴勒斯坦人, 包括加沙走廊, 也包括这个在山上的, 这些人,
it was the people,
西岸的人,
that were at West Bank and the Palestinians and the people who had a siege. But the war that just finished,
打了50天,
just for 50 days.
好像一般的巴勒斯坦人不存在的。
It's as if the Palestinians were not there.
那是加沙的人和以色列人对抗。
It was the people from Gaza deal with the Israelites.
你回到圣经,
if you go back to the Bible,
最早这场战争是参孙打的。
The early on, the warfare was fought by Samson.
然后你注意到,
and you just pay attention.
什么时候以色列人的光景正常,
whenever the situation of Israel was normal,
非利士人就打败仗,
the Philistines
were defeated.
But whenever the Philistines become the thorn of the Israelites,
你就知道说, 神要借着非利士人来管教他们。
You see that God wanted to discipline the Israelites by the Philistines.
自从这一次战争以后,
from this warfare recently,
现在各样的情形告诉我们说, 要有两个国家。
So all different situations have shown us that there's going to be two nations.
英国国会, Parliament,
you see that the British Parliament,
Parliament
and Spain Parliament,
还有法国的 Parliament,
and French Parliament
已经承认巴勒斯坦国,
already admit that Palestine is a kingdom
as a nation.
And there were 800 Israelis,
包括几个很有名的作家,
and some really famous writers.
他们就联名写信给欧盟的议会。
They united together and write a letter to the Parliament of
European.
They said, quickly, you have to admit that Palestine is a nation.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天的这个以色列的总理,
the Prime Minister of Israel today, Netanyahu,
他是倾向右派的,
he's a right wing person.
所以很多地方他非常的硬,
so he's really stubborn.
所以最近就有一些事情的发生,
so many things happened recently.
以色列人就开始不安起来了,
and there was
那不安起来以后呢, 他就宣布解散国会,
and then he said that we will finish the parliament.
那解散国会以后呢, 他们说三月又开始选举,
and then in March there's going to have another election.
他一宣布完了以后,
when he declared that,
有一个民调,
there was some kind of survey going on. Two-thirds of the Israel people, they do not want Netanyahu to be their prime minister. Not only the Israel people changed, the whole Europe changed. Now you see a timeline. Whenever they decided that Palestinians will become a nation, we don't know when.
如果果然在这两年之内见过的话，
if it's starting and happened in 2 years,
什么意思？
What does that mean?
你回到圣经很清楚。
If you go back to the Bible, it's clear.
现在的的确确，神是用腓力士人做了以色列的荆棘。
Now truly indeed, God used the Philistines to be the thorn of the Israelites.
一直等到他们悔改。
Until they repent.
所以明白吗，弟兄？
So do you understand, brothers?
现在如果你看过这八轮，看过这八次的满月变红赏雪，
If you look back to the 8 tetra blood moon,
你就知道，
You will understand.
这是神在以色列身上的工作。
This is the work of God among the people of Israel.
那对教会是怎么样的？
But how about the church?
你注意到一件事。
Just pay attention to one thing.
这个到以色列1948年是件小事。
You see, this is happening at 1948, but it's a small thing.
因为你如果仔细读六节的话，
If you read carefully at verse 6,
现在他说，
He says,
你做我的仆人，
It is too small a thing that you should be my servant. 使雅各众之磐伏兴， To rise up the tribes of Jacob.
使以色列中得保全的归回，
And to restore and preserve ones of Israel.
尚为小事。
It's too small a thing.
所以1948年的事是小事。
So what happened at 1948 is a small thing.
你千万不要搬到耶路撒冷去。
Don't move to Jerusalem.
你千万不要卷到他们的政治去。
Don't turn into their position.
神说那是件小事。
Because it's a small thing.
那大是什么？
What's a big event?
大事就是下面所说的。
What's big is what's
after that? 是我们主在十字架上完成救恩的。
It's what the Lord accomplished on the cross.
也是他负责。
And he's responsible for that.
要把福音送到地极去。
He will preach the gospel to the world.
他说：“我还要使你做外邦人的光。”
I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and I will
叫你施行我的救恩直到地极。
I will also make you a light of the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth.
比起以色列来讲，
so compared to Israel,
这些事情太小太小。
This is a small event.
教会才是大事。
Church is a big thing.
我们今天要明白神的旨意才大事。
We have to know God's purpose.
以色列的悲欢离合是小事。
What happened to Israel is a small.
但是教会的悲欢离合是大事。
But the separation and the gathering of the church is a big
thing. 所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
因为他是我们的救主。
Because he is our savior.
因为要把福音送到地极。
And he had to send the gospel to the end.
所以下面怎么说呢？
What does that say in the after?
他要把他们领到水泉的旁边。
Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and His Holy One, He will take you to the side of the water.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
现在福音要送到地极去。
The gospel will be sent to the end of the
world. 因为主说你们要去。
Because God said you will go.
等到福音传遍了。
Until the gospel is spread all over the world.
你看见，你看见我们的主就回来。
You see the Lord will return.
所以你们要去。
So just go.
要从耶路撒冷。
From Jerusalem,
Samaria,
Samaria,
一直到地极去，
all the way to the end of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers,
如果你仔细读教会历史，
if you carefully study church,
最早的福音，最早的时候福音往北方去，
early on the gospel went northward.
大概是借着安德烈把福音送到今天的基辅。
Maybe with, by Andrew, the gospel has sent to.
然后就借着保罗把福音送到西方的极处去。
And By Paul, the gospel was spread all the way to the west part of the
world. 所以保罗一直有个愿望。
So Paul always have a hope.
或果然等到第二次被释，等到被释放出来以后。
When he had been released.
他大概实现了他的愿望。
He fulfilled his dream.
他不只要到罗马。
Not only he wanted to go to Rome.
因为罗马还不是地极。
Because Rome is not the end of the world.
他要到西班牙去。
He wanted to go to Spain.
为什么到西班牙去？
Why Spain?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
他乃是把福音送到哪里？送到西方的极处。
He's sending the gospel to the west part of the westmost part of the world.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
所以因着这个缘故，
because of that.
看哪，这些人从北方来。
Behold, these people came from north.
有的人从苏联来。
Some came from Russia.
有的人从罗马尼亚来。
Some came from Romania.
看哪，这些人从西方来。
Behold, these people came from west.
那因着拿破仑的缘故，因着不是因着哥伦布的缘故。
Because of Columbus.
你看，有的人从北美来，从南美来。
You see people from North America and South America.
来到什么地方？
To where?
来到救恩的泉源。
They to the spring of salvation.
但是最稀奇的。
But the most amazing thing is.
这些人从中国来。
These people came from China.
这些人从远的东边来。
These people came from the far east.
所以明白吧，弟兄姊妹。
Do you understand, brothers and
sisters? 犹太人怎么分散到北边？
How did the Jews scatter to the north?
西边。
West.
和东边
and east,
那同一个时候
at the same time,
教会就把福音送到了北方的极处送到西方的极处也送到东方的极处
Church sent the gospel to the far north, far west and far east
你有没有觉得很稀奇
Don't you think that's amazing?
到了1807年的时候
Until 1807
福音才在澳门登陆
The gospel landed Macau
你觉得稀奇
Don't you think it's amazing?
怎么到那个时候他们才来敲中国的大门
Why until then they knocked the door of China?
那已经是1807年
That was already 1807
有一个人的名叫做马里逊
A guy named Marison
他们终于到了澳门
He went to Macau
不要忘记
Don't forget
虽然好像来得太晚
It's as if he arrived late
但是神故意把好酒留在后头
But the Lord deliberately saved the best wine to the last.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
等到经过了多少年以后
Until after many years,
你看见吗？中国的福音门终于打开了。
You see that the gate of gospel had opened in China.
现在可以说这些人从秦国来。
You see that these people came from Shenyang.
有人估计过。
Some people
calculated. 今天从中国得救的人。
Today, the people who are saved in China,
应该是比起大陆上有一般人是绝对不相信神无神论者
compared to the atheists in China,
所以大概比无神论者的人还要多
it's more than the atheist.
那我们要问
now we have to ask,
这怎么一回事
how did that happen?
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
你看见福音送到北边送到西边送到中国
you see the gospel has been sent to the north, west and east.
但是有一个遗憾
But there's something we regret about.
他们从西方传来的福音是对的
The gospel they sent from the west is right.
但是不知不觉的
But unbeknownst,
他们把所有的宗派和分裂也带到了中国
They also bring in the denomination and the divisions.
等到福音的门在中国打开以后
Until the door of gospel had opened
整个中国是一个大很大的试验的福音的工厂
The whole China is a big gospel laboratory.
在这个时候
Just at that time,
大家记得
Just remember.
今天在欧洲在美国以基督徒有分裂的理由
Today in Europe and in America, the Christians have a reason to be divided.
到了中国
But when it goes to China,
再也没有分裂的理由
There's no reason that you should be divided.
在教会历史里面有两次的机会
In church history, there's two opportunities.
一次就是福音在美洲大陆登陆的时候
That is once the gospel landed in America.
所以新津道夫非常的痛心
So Zinzendorf was really heartbroken.
他说我们在欧洲分开是有道理的
He said that we have reason to be separated in Europe.
是有历史的原因的
Because of historical reason.
但是我们到了美国
But when we arrive around
America. 我们为什么把在欧洲所有的分裂再带到这里来
But why do we have to bring in all the divisions from Europe to
America? 这是我们得罪神的地方
This is something we offended God.
还有一次空前的机会
And there's another opportunity.
现在你看见圣灵经过了多少年的工作
You see, after many years of the work of the Holy Spirit,
1807年
until 1807,
福音才送到中国
Gospel landed China.
然后圣灵就借着神的儿女做了许多的工作
So the Holy Spirit used God's children to do many works.
所以现在准备好了
So now they're prepared.
如果有一个地方
If there's a place
能够为神做见证的话
that can be testimony for the Lord,
没有一个地方比中国这一大片的土地是更好的。
No place is better than China.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
当你看见以色列的悲欢离合
When you see the separation history of the Jewish people,
你就想起教会的悲欢离合
You see the separation of the church.
你看见在大陆的弟兄们
You see the brothers and sisters in mainland China.
不管怎么样他们拼上他们的命
No matter what, they give up their life.
弟兄姊妹他们只有一个目的
they have one goal.
那个目的就是他们祷告希望有一天所有神的儿女都能够合一
they pray that one day God's children can be all in one
稀奇的很
that's amazing.
这就是主在中国所做奇妙的工作
that's amazing what God has done in China
但是非常可惜
but unfortunately,
慢慢福音的门打开了
when the gospel door was
我们外面人要去帮助他们
we wanted to help them from outside
我们从美国
We came from the United States,
从台湾
from Taiwan,
从澳洲
from,
就把我们所学的好东西给了他们
We give them good things.
但是不知不觉我们也把宗派带给了他们
But unawarely, we also bring in the denominations.
所以一直到今天
So until today,
很多弟兄们又开始糊涂了
So many brothers, they started to be unclear.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget, brothers and sisters.
这是给中国人一个千载难逢的机会。
This is a special opportunity for the Chinese people.
他们不是得救,
not only they can be saved,
他们不是清楚的得救,
not only they clear about their salvation,
他们不是爱主,
not only they love the Lord,
做得胜者,
be overcomers.
他们不只在他们聚会里面看见了满月,
not only they see their full moon in their meeting place,
他们愿意顺服主的旨意,
they wanted to obey the will of God.
他们愿意摆脱所有的 方便,
they wanted to give up all the conveniences.
当然如果祷告用中文是方便的,
of course, it's easy to pray in Chinese.
但是为着这个缘故,
but because of that,
他们愿意背起他们的十字架,
they wanted to carry their cross.
他们没有别的目的,
no other goal.
他们就听从主的话,
they just obey the Lord.
有一个更大的团圆,
they have a bigger gathering.
那个团圆是在耶路撒冷,
that is at Jerusalem.
那个代表神的见证,
that represent God's testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
在我们今天结束以前,
before we end today,
我们只要问一个问题,
we just want to ask one question.
这么多年来,
after so many years,
你满意不满意?
Are you satisfied?
当然满意。
Of course satisfied.
有主的同在就是天堂。
With the presence of the Lord, we are satisfied.
主给我们这么多的供应, 感谢主。
God has provided so much with
that. 我们满意了。
We are happy.
我们也看见月亮是圆的,
and we see the full moon.
但是现在我们要问,
but now we have to ask,
这个月亮是橄榄山上的,
is that the moon on the Mount of Olives?
这个月亮是摩利亚山上的,
is that the moon on the Mount of Moriah?
我们真的顺服神的命令,
we really obey the will of God.
真的带着我们的儿子以撒,
really bring our son Isaac.
我们不顾惜任何的代价,
we don't dare to, we dare to give up everything.
我们要到耶路撒冷去,
we wanted to go to Jerusalem.
听主自己的话,
listen to God speaking.
那这样你看见神就把见证就带回来。
You see that then the Lord bring in his testimony.
在主回来以前,
before the Lord's return,
他所等候的就是这一刻。
What he's waiting is this moment.
他的儿女们能够醒悟过来。
That all his children be awakened.
我们蒙恩已经够久了。
We have been saved for a long time.
我们不知不觉的我们觉得什么都是好。
Unawarely, we thought everything's good.
那你忽然间发现,
all of a sudden you find
我什么都是好的。
Everything's good.
当我们的神在那数点百姓,
when God is counting his people,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
那个见证在什么地方?
Where's the testimony?
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛,
so may the Lord open our eyes.
用这一次短短的四次,
take these four meetings this time,
让我们看见神的心意,
that we will see God's desire.
所以但愿主恩待我们,
may the Lord be gracious to us.
如果可能的话,
if possible,
弟兄姊妹能把信息再听一遍,
just listen again the messages.
有太多东西你需要仔细地去消化,
there's so many things you need to digest.
然后我希望我们大家能在一起交通,
we hope that we can have some fellowship.
不只在一起交通,
not only have fellowship,
也在一起祷告,
but pray together.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们要问,
we have to ask,
今年和明年,
this year and next year,
有什么事发生?
What will happen?
也许别的不知道,
maybe something we don't know.
但有一件事在我们聚会里发生,
but something happened in our meetings,
是从来没有过的,
that never happened before.
因为圣灵叫醒了我们,
because the Holy Spirit awakened us.
圣灵是借着以色列的悲欢离合来提醒我们,
because through the history of Israel, we have been reminded.
当然主很快就回来了,
soon the Lord will return.
但是问题在这里,
but the promise is,
你什么征兆都有了,
you see all the signs.
教会准备好了吗?
Is the church ready for
在主回来以前,
that? Before the Lord's return,
他是不是得着荣耀的教会?
Will he get a glorious church?
他回来以前,
before his return,
我们能不能唱说, 弟兄和睦同居是何等的善,何等的美呢?
Can we sing how wonderful it is for brothers to get together?
所以但愿主对我们深处说话,
may the Lord speak to the deepest part of our heart. Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话再交在你的手里。
Dear Lord, we've given these words to you.
我们这人的话没有多少的用处。
You know, man's word, it has no power.
若不是圣灵在这里做工,
if it's not the Holy Spirit through his word,
一切都是突然,
everything is in vain.
我们不过像鸣的拔响的锣一样,
we are just like a loud sound that has nothing.
但主啊, 我们不甘心,
but we are not just wanted to give up like this.
我们相信你要做你的工作,
we believe that you will do your wonderful
我们要相信你在纽约, 纽泽西这一块地方,
we believe in New York and New Jersey,
要做荣耀的工作,
you will do a glorious work.
我们求你唤醒我们,
we ask you to wake us up,
也唤醒我们中间的年轻人,
and wake up the young people among us,
叫我们不再浪费时间,
that we will not waste time,
叫我们能跟随你的旨意,
that we can be willing to obey your will, to welcome your return.
听我们的祷告,
please listen to our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名,
in Jesus' victorious name we pray.
Amen.